Episode 64, a special Thanksgiving weekend episode of Catholic Vitamins. Vitamin I, innocence.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, everyone. This is take two of Catholic Vitamin I Extra for Innocence.
Except nobody saw, or nobody heard take one.
I hope nobody saw it either. Well, what happened is we started Thanksgiving morning before our company came. Remember
right.
that?
Right.
And we had a little bit of the show put together, intending perhaps by Thanksgiving night or early the morning after to put the show up on the World Wide Web. And we had a bug in a file that was sent to us, which corrupted the program we used to do our podcast.
Messed everything up we'd already done.
Yeah, it did. I had to go down to the Apple store. I should have been able to figure this out myself, but I had never seen anything like it. And they helped me get rid of the file, which got rid of the problem. And here we are a couple days later.
So here we are, putting it out on the weekend.
Yeah.
Which is not what we intended to do.
No, we were really going to give you an extra around Thanksgiving. And our little vitamin idea is innocence. Why don't we start off by giving them an example of the innocence by playing a little recording that our friend Melissa sent to us.
Okay.
Melissa from Sanger, California.
So what do I have to get? A cream that a supermodel has?
Do you remember the kind of cream? I don't remember.
Can you explain it?
You need to see the commercial. It comes on for a little while. And if you see it, then go to it, and then look at it, and then you'll see what kind.
What does the cream do?
It makes you stay real, real young.
Okay.
So, if you put it on your face, forehead, by your eyes, and on your cheeks, and here, you'll stay all young.
I will?
Yeah.
That's a pretty neat product.
Yeah, so you gotta buy it. You don't need to go to the cream doctor. So make sure if you get more cash for gold, you can do it.
How'd you throw that in there?
I didn't throw it in the trash.
No, I'm just, never mind. You're funny. Do you have any more products you see on TV you want to tell me about that are the latest and greatest?
Yeah, but you need to watch, see them and see if they're good, the greatest and latest.
Oh, okay.
Not sure if them are all the greatest and latest.
You're funny. Well, I guess I better get that cream you were talking about.
Yeah, and I can talk more.
As a grown man.
An actor and an artist.
An actor in motion pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a little test. Have you ever done any acting?
Yeah.
Well, try it. Say Art Linkletter like you're mad.
Art Linkletter like you're mad.
Well, you probably recognize that as a little clip from Art Linkletter. Do you remember his old program?
Oh, I watched it all the time.
Kids say the darndest things. Talk about innocence. How fun. How absolutely fun. Now, we've contacted some friends of ours friends of yours, and we asked if they had any innocence stories to share, any innocent moments.
I have one here. This is from our friend Michelle. She's from our parish here where we live, and she said, one night when she was putting Noah to bed, he was about 3 years old at the time, she said, I put my hand on him and I said a prayer. And then I said, now you say a prayer for Mommy. He put his hand on her forehead and said, Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, gosh. And when their daughter Chloe was about four, Michelle said she was putting her to bed and saying a prayer about how I hope she would grow up to be healthy and marry a man who believed in Jesus. And she said, is it okay if I marry a Norman? She meant a Mormon. I don't know where that came from at all. Yikes.
And then another one she shared with us, and this happened just not very long ago. By now, Noah's six. And they were sitting in church one morning with our friend Carrie and her family. So Noah, six, was sitting next to Clara, who is four. And they were being a little goofy. And so Mom said, pray.
Say a prayer.
Yes. So Noah, who is six, put his hands together and he leans over and he tells Clara, let's pray we don't have to eat our vegetables.
Well, there you go. Pray for what you want and God will give it to you.
I just love what comes out of their mouths.
Well, speaking of innocence, our good and dear friend Sarah Reinhart sent this in.
My kids have made me a better person. They stretched my body when they were inside me, and they've continued to stretch me as they've grown. They stretch my faith and my trust in God. They stretch my humor and my patience. They stretch my love of my husband and my appreciation for the world around me. They also say the darndest things, but you don't need me to tell you that. I regularly capture their thoughts via Twitter and Facebook, hoping I don't forget the innocence that they embody at this point in their young lives. For me, though, one of the greatest testimonies to childhood innocence is their unwavering certainty about the power of prayer. My daughter Elizabeth has never been what you'd call a good sleeper. In the last year, though, sleep has been something extra challenging for all of us with her, as we've struggled with the seizure disorder that cropped up in January. At some point, when she was asking me to help her with her bad dreams, I thought of the St. Michael prayer. It wasn't a prayer I knew, aside from its reputation, but I bought her a holy card and encouraged her to put it under her pillow. She wanted it on her dresser, with St. Michael looking down on her through the night. We started praying it together every night before bed. In the beginning, I would pray a line and she would repeat it after me. Within a week, she had it memorized. Within a month, she was leading me. Now, months later, she chuckles when I get a word or phrase wrong. Did her bad dreams stop because of that prayer, or because she outgrew them? I don't think it matters. She trusts St. Michael's intercession, and truth be told, so do I. Will you join us in praying it now for the special intentions of each of our families?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the malice and snares of the devil. May God regale him, we humbly pray. And do you, Prince of the Heavenly Host, for divine power for us in hell. Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Sarah and Elizabeth. How absolutely beautiful, and what beautiful innocence. We have a doctor and his wife who attend our parish, and we've gotten to know them a little bit. And they have a daughter who's just graduated from high school and gone on to college. And Mom told us a story of innocence. The daughter's name is Sarah, and she was attending catechesis of the Good Shepherd in her CCD program in an earlier parish they belonged to. And when she went to Mass with her parents, she asked if she could walk up to the place where communion was being distributed. She got a blessing and came back and tapped her mom on the arm, and she said, "Mom, you must have a lot of gods in you." How sweet. How beautiful.
Stanley Thomas, what do you think you'll be when you grow up?
A bus driver or a pilot.
A bus driver or a pilot?
Yes.
Well, suppose you were piloting on a big airplane and suddenly all four engines stopped right away. What would you say?
Our Father would turn to everybody.
What does your daddy do, Paige?
He raises funds.
He's a fundraiser. Gee, that's wonderful. Who's he raising funds for?
Himself.
By the way, who's the boss in your house, your mother or your dad?
Both of them.
Hey, you're a diplomat, are you?
No, I'm a Catholic Baptist.
Hi, Kevin D.
Hi, Catholic Vitamin.
Hi, good Catholic.
Hello, Deacon Tom and Dee. We just wanted to call and share a little story about innocence with you. One of my favorite things is when all the girls get together and play Mass at home, and they set up a TV tray and usually take some of my statues and put it on the TV tray with their holy water and the rosary, and they have a little fake chalice. They get out some crackers or round candies that they use for hosts, and they come up with some pretty neat little prayers and things to pray for, readings they'll read. Most of them can't really read, so they kind of do what they can. But my middle child always holds up her little red-leathered shorter Christian prayer book, which is her favorite book she carries around. And the cutest thing is that she holds it up in front of all her sisters and says, "The gospel according to God." And so it always makes me laugh, puts a smile on my face. And so we just wanted to share a little story with you, tell you we love your show, and you guys have a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, that was our good friend Carrie, and a little story about the Mass and her girls. Five girls, can you believe that? And thank you, Carrie, for that. That's very sweet. So we also had a little thing that she sent in. Their daughter, Maggie, five, had been in the backyard playing when she suddenly comes in the house with her hands folded and told Mom that she was praying for someone she didn't know. When Mom Carrie questioned her about it, she replied that she heard ambulance sirens while she was outside and she was praying for whoever it was. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that is so sweet.
And something that we adults could learn and relearn again and again.
Dear, do you remember Sister Kathleen Glavich?
I do, author of 50-some books, yes.
Yeah, we had her on the show. Well, she sent this in for us, and she said she's entitled it The Truthful Liar. The seventh graders were discussing honesty. One honest boy explained, "I don't believe in stealing or lying because you break the commandments. As a Catholic, I wouldn't steal anything because I would offend God and the Virgin Mother. I don't steal, but maybe I lie a little bit, but nobody's perfect."
We'll be back.
Thanksgiving and all, we're supposed to be thankful. What are you thankful for?
I'm an American.
Ah, you are an American. That's good. I'm glad you're thankful for that. You know what an American is? What is an American?
Someone who lives in California.
Very good. Who's the most important man in the world today, in your opinion?
George Washington.
George Washington. That's right. He's married, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
You know who his wife is?
Miss America.
Mark Sheverton. What's the hardest thing about school for you.
Buttoning my pants.
Well, kids do say the darndest things for sure about having trouble keeping his pants closed up. Gosh. We have one coming that is sort of in that line, but I'll say that to the end. We have a dear friend back in Colorado. As a matter of fact, she's been a guest on our show, Mary Campbell, and she has a son, Andrew, and when he was about 5 years old and they were driving home from kindergarten in thick fog, Andrew asked her what the fog was, and I explained that the fog is clouds touching the earth. I looked in my rearview mirror to see an expression of deep concern on Andrew's face, says Mom Mary. Andrew was thinking of God living in the heaven and the clouds in his mind. And he asked, Mommy, is God going to get run over? Oh, how tender. How absolutely sweet.
This is the way their minds work.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got it. Our daughter was up here for Thanksgiving along with our two granddaughters, and she was telling us about a recent wedding they went to, and it was the first formal wedding ever for Ellery, who's 5 and a half. And so Mom was trying to, you know, whispering as things were going, trying to explain how each thing went. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bridegroom. And so she's whispering all these things. And later on, after the wedding was all over, she hears Ellery telling other people about how she saw the broom.
Yes, yes.
And then the broom got married.
You'd have to know Ellery. She is definitely in a world of her own making, and she is a sweetheart. Well, we have some clips from Shelley from Texas, and she recorded Cameron and Brenna doing readings from Nothing Gold Can Stay. So these are serious poem readings. We'll do them individually, each one doing their recitation, and then we'll do them together.
Nature's first green is gold. Her heart is you to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day. Nothing gold can stay.
Nature's first green is gold. Her heart is hewed to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf. So Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day. Nothing gold can stay.
Nature's first green is gold. Her heart is hewed to hold. Her early leaves a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay.
Well, thank you to Cameron and Brenna for readings from Nothing Gold Can Stay. I love the innocence of children. I love the innocence of confession, or just after confession during Advent. I hope we all get a chance to go, dear.
Cameron and Brennan's recitations reminded me so much of all the times during when I was growing up that I had to learn, memorize a part or a verse or something to do at a church program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we intended this to just be a short 15-20 minute sort of program on innocence, something to help you smile a little bit as you faced cooking chores on Thanksgiving, or a Black Friday, as they call it, the day after. But we're a little late getting this to you. We explained why that is. We have a couple things we're going to close with that we think will help you to smile a little bit. And we want to wrap up as we normally wrap up and say that we'll have a regular show out in a while. Our next show, D, is going to be Catholic Vitamin I.
A real vitamin I.
Yes, yes. And it begins with I.
Ends with N and has 11 letters.
If you guess this, give us a call at 206-350-3789. Or send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com. We'll put your information into one of Dee's famous baskets, and we'll pull a name, and we send a little thank you and something more meaningful.
And if you, just other reminders, if you want to receive a Our Jewish Roots book, We're going to run that until December 18th.
That's done by Cheryl Deco, who does our Jewish Roots mini-segments each week, not on this show. And she asked us to help spread word through Facebook, Twitter, and Plurk, and other places. We're doing it here on our show that she's going to have a Cyber Monday deal on Bezalel Books. So you can get Our Jewish Roots, you can get the Rosary Workout Book, and several other good books that are published by Bezalel Books.
It's a Cyber Monday, the Monday, November 29th.
And maybe even longer. I didn't get the details on that, but we'll see how long she leaves that up with the specials.
And we'll put the web address. I'll attach that to
our blog page.
Yeah.
Sure. So we also have a couple book giveaways for Be an Amazing Catechist.
We were going to draw that this weekend, but since we didn't do a normal show this weekend, we're going to run it for another week.
Okay. So if you'd like one of those copies of Be an Amazing Catechist, please send us or call us your desire, and we'll put your name in the basket. We've already got entries for that. And then the final giveaway that we're doing, and this is a first, dear, a real first. How happy are you that we're doing this?
Do I have a smile on my face?
Not exactly. Well, sort of. Dee does handmade, attractive, homemade candies at Christmas time. And she gets a lot of positive feedback on them. And we'd like to make those available one package per week to listeners of Catholic Vitamins. So all you have to do in an email that you send to us is just say Dee's Candies. And we'll put the names into one of your baskets, dear.
Yes.
And we will pull names each week for Dee's homemade candies.
I haven't got started yet. I need to get busy.
I know that you have all the supplies now. You were buying some stuff. Yep.
I do.
Yep. Well, that's our little show on innocence.
I hope that everybody enjoyed this little Thanksgiving weekend extra and got a few smiles.
We will close with another shared innocence, which is kind of fun, maybe a little bit at the edge of whatever for a Catholic Vitamin show, but it'll make you smile. And we'll be back with our regular show soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Carolyn, what do you want to be?
A movie star.
What do movie stars do, for instance?
They go to studios and do some stuff.
Yeah, how do they start a day out, do you suppose? What is the first thing a movie star does?
Has a movie star breakfast, then it goes in a movie star car, then it has a movie star lunch, then it goes to a movie star studio, then it drives home in a movie star car, then it goes to bed with another movie star.
What do you think would make a perfect husband, Karen?
Well, a man that provides a lot of money, loves horses, and will let you have 22 kids and doesn't put up a fight.
What do you think you'll be when you grow up?
A nun.
I'll bet you before you came down here, they all gave you orders today, didn't they? Very important before you come on a coast-to-coast show. Paula Brown, what did your parents tell you?
To keep my legs together.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.